Hi, everybody. It's the Tshuva of the week from Sharei Orah, and I'm going to follow up on what we read this morning, Parshat Zachor. And it's an interesting question. Should we have read along with the Shliach Tzibur, or it's enough just to listen? So Rav Avadya begins by saying that, well, maybe you actually should have said it, because when the Torah says, Zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek, the Gemara comments on this, Zachor bapeh. Right? So it means that you have to remember it, you have to articulate it. Well, maybe it's only that you have to think it. No, well, that's what it adds, lo tishkach. That's already saying that you shouldn't forget it in your thought. Why does it have to say zachor? It means bepeh. Sounds like you have to say it. Now, even though that's not what we do in the, when it comes to the weekly Kriyat Torah, that is different for two reasons. First of all, the weekly Kriyat Torah is only midrabanan, it's takana of Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im in his generation. But that's midrabanan. But Kriyat Parashat Zachor is a mitzvah min haTorah, according to the ruling of many Rishonim, and Shulchan Aruch. So it's a difference between a Doraita and a midrabanan. It's number one. Number two is that when it comes to the Kriyat Torah, the Ramban, the Ran, and others, such as the Vilna Gaon and the Erech HaShulchan, believe that it is not a chiyuv on the individual, it's a chiyuv on the tzibur, it's on the tzibur. However, when it comes to Parashat Zachor, it's not just a chiyuv on the tzibur, it's not just a communal responsibility, communal obligation, but it is something that every individual is chayav to hear. In fact, you find the Shulchan Aruch, it says that people who live in a community where they don't have a minyan, really it's a responsibility to come to a community where there is a minyan and make sure that they hear Parashat Zachor. You don't find that by any other kriya, because the other kriyot are not an obligation on the individual. It's only an obligation on the tzibur, as opposed to the Kriyat Zachor is on the individual. So two reasons Parashat Zachor is different. It is a chiyuv on the individual, and not just the tzibur, but is also, and also it's midoraisa. Well, there are some achronim that actually believe that you should read along. One famous Ashkenazic posek and one famous Sephardic posek, the Minchat Elazar from Hungary, who actually rules in his Minchat Elazar. Actually, the Hasidim like to pronounce that Minchas a loser, but the Minchat Elazar did very much believe that you had to read along, and does. Rav Amram Abu Rabia from the Sephardic world, mid-20th century, he actually believed you should read along. However, Rav Avadya says you don't need that. And that's because of a very famous halachic rule called Shomea Keonea. When you listen, it's as if you are saying it yourself. Shomea Keonea. So we listen to Shabbat Zachor from someone who is a bar chiyuva, someone who's obligated, and the person has kavanah to be motzi, we yotzei, as if we said it ourselves. Shomea ke'oneh. When we listen to it, we have kavanah to be yotzei. The korei had kavanah to be motzi. It is as if we read it ourselves. That's the same thing with kiddush. Kiddush is an obligation on the individual. It's a chiyuv midoraita. And yet, just the head of the family makes the kiddush, and that's it. Because we have this rule of shomea ke'oneh. And not only that, it actually makes things worse if you're going to read along Parashat Zachor from a Chumash, because you have to read it from a Sefer Torah. As it says, Ketov Zot Zikaron Basefer, it has to be read from a Sefer Torah, and you're going to be reading it from the Chumash. It really makes things worse. It really makes no sense at all to be reading along from the Chumash, and this is the way that many Achronim, including the Pri Chadash, including the Netziv, the Turi Evan, say that you just listen to the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Koreh, and that is enough, and you would be Yotzei. This is also the ruling of the Chatam Sofer, and that you just have a Kavanah to be Motzi. And of course, this is the proper thing in Kavuzi Tshuva that the Rabbi should announce, as we did this morning, we do every year, Bezrat Hashem, that he announces before the reading, that the reader is going to have Kavanah to be Motzi, and all listeners have Kavanah to be Yotzei, and you're Yotzei because of the famous rule of Shomea Ko. Now, wishing everybody a great week and Purim Sameach.